This conference will now be recorded.
Hi everyone, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 7:07. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I'll make it.
Second.
Second? All in favor? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting of March 27th? Motion?
I'll make it.
Second? In favor, just say Deb makes motion and then who makes the second, just because it's harder to hear.
Okay, Deb makes the motion.
Thanks, Deb.
Okay.
Colleen makes second.
Thanks, Colleen.
All in favor? Yes.
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 Okay. Reports, I have no report. Marcy, are there any other trustee reports, issues, or questions?
No.
Okay, Marcy, you're on.
Okay, so we're all here because we need to discuss the budget. Due to the executive order, we know that we cannot hold our budget as planned, our budget hearing on April 6th, and we can't hold our budget vote on April 14th. So we need to make a decision what we're going to do going forward. The budgets have been postponed until at least June 1st.
Okay.
And
okay, what is the consensus? Do you want to run a budget vote? Do you want to run it with just a trustee?
We've got some.
Do you want to wait to see if system says that the trustee can be carried over till next year? I think that we should at least leave the budget at a zero. I think we should increase it. I think at some point we either, unless system says that we can carry over Jock for a year, then we need to vote on a trustee. I don't know how anybody else feels.
Yeah, so we've got the options are we can hold our budget later in June and we can run it as planned with the 1.79% increase with the trustee election. Perhaps we want to adjust our budget a little bit with the pandemic going on and reevaluate it. Or we could just use last year's appropriation and see what happens with the trustee's seat, waiting for direction from state public officers law for clarification on that.
I think we should postpone it, obviously, and I'm for going after the information you gave and after looking, I think we should go to zero. I would rather do a budget vote and say that we're cutting things, not hurting programs, but looking to trim the original budget to make it zero. I like that better than rolling it over, unless, it gets to the point in June where there's still this is going on and they say you can't have a vote, you can't get people together for a vote. Then I could see you getting a clearer direction at the end, but I would suggest that we have a vote in late June, maybe that 23rd or even as late as possible to give us as much time, but I'm open to whatever on the dates. But I think maybe that would be the best thing, but I want to make sure that people know we're not going to hurt programs, that we're going to run everything, but we're cutting other things on whether you want to suggest other things that, or just saying we're delaying different purchases or whatever so that we can keep our programs going.
Programs is such a vital part.
Absolutely.
Of our library. I can't imagine, I don't think that's the right direction to go in. Mm-hmm. I do have one concern. This pandemic has just shaken our world like we've never known before. And I don't even know what next month is going to bring, let alone 6 months from now is going to bring.
Sure.
So depending on what kind of world we live in, we might not be holding programs in even the same manner. that we hold it now. Just for example, not to digress, but our librarians right now are in the process of working with our programmers to present programs virtually. So there's still costs incurred with that. It's just people are going to experience, just like our board meeting right now, they're going to experience their program in a different way. And, you know, that's new to everybody. So, but programs, I think, is the least, we don't want to change the programming. That's not a good idea, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, from my standpoint, I agree with that. I think that a lot of companies, go ahead.
If we wanted to wait and make a decision about the vote, how many weeks before the vote do we have to make a decision to put all of the paperwork into place?
We have to go, I believe it's 7 weeks before the vote and start advertising. So you need
okay.
you know, a good week or so for me to get the legals in and make sure that they're in the papers. And then the first running has to be 7 weeks before.
Okay, so that puts us to about the end of April that mm-hmm. we could make a decision as a vote. We have another 2 or 3 weeks before we would have to make a decision. And system might also decide whether or not you're extending the trustee time. So I don't know how anybody else feels, but would you rather wait for another couple of weeks and then make a decision about the vote?
We do have time.
Yeah, if we don't have to put anything in writing yet, it may be a good idea to wait. I think that's a good idea.
I'm good with that.
Can we you know, notify a letter from Longwood, notify the public is canceled, and that their wording was very well put, and that, you know, they would let them know at a later date if when it was scheduled. We could send out something like that if you wanted to, and it's an extra mailing, but at least we're proactive in telling the public that we do plan to look into this longer or going to have a vote, but we don't need to make the decision right away, and we will let them know at a later date. I don't know if that's something you want to do. We don't have to decide tonight. We have a little time to decide whether or not we want to do this.
Yeah, it does give me the opportunity to look at the budget again and rework some numbers. And, you know, if we're going to go with this, you know, keeping the same numbers, I can reevaluate where we can cut some costs in places.
Okay. How does everybody else feel? What do you think?
That's fine. Do you think you would have more taxpayers this coming year anyway? Do you think it would be more? There's more with the condos and everything that are up there?
Do you mean with the with Center Riches or with the contract
with
patrons?
Center.
Well, we just go by what the Brookhaven Town goes by.
Okay.
I have the assessment from them, mm-hmm. and then I go by what that is. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I can't go over 1.81% for our library as an increase. That's the max.
Mm-hmm.
Allowed without having a super majority.
And you don't have a guarantee on the other districts, right?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, that will always vary.
So do you want to wait another couple of weeks to make this decision?
That sounds good. I think that sounds like a logical thing. Things have been changing day by day. We were, you know, a little bit under pressure to do it tonight or around now. So if we could another couple of weeks, things could be very different. Like you say, Ginny, we might have more direction from the system as to what to do.
Right.
And yeah.
And also you have to watch the dates, because if the school's talking about doing it on the 30th, everybody's going to try to do it before the 1st of July. And then I heard something about the primaries are being moved to the 23rd.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
You don't want to do it on that day either.
Yeah,
that's
the
very true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, district
so the
latest
16th seems to work the best.
Yeah, the school, the latest they can do it is June 30th,
yeah.
as of now. So unless that changes, the primary is definitely going to be held right now as of the 23rd. So, I mean, maybe the schools are going to do it on the 23rd or the 16th, but the latest right now is the 30th.
Okay. So do you think it's better as a board, do you want to hold off for a couple of weeks to make a decision on this till we get more direction?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, from Christine.
All right, so I'll take the opportunity then to start re-looking at the numbers.
Okay. So as far as old business and the budget, we're going to table it for another couple of weeks and rediscuss it. We'll set a date for another meeting on our meeting on June 6th, okay?
April 6th, correct.
Okay. So we'll be meeting again on June 6th, and then we'll discuss possibly a date for the budget. Maybe we'll have more information then. Does that work for everybody?
We're meeting April 6th? April
6th. Yeah, I'm sorry. April 6th. Lordy, I don't even know what month it is anymore. Yes, April 6th. I'm sorry.
just a quick question, this Jackie. Was the meeting on April 6th supposed to be the budget hearing meeting?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So, but you're still having it even though the budget's been moved?
Yeah, it's not a budget
even
hearing.
If it's just a short meeting so that we can discuss anything that comes up in the next week.
I'm just clarifying. Thank you.
Okay.
And at that meeting, decide on when is the next meeting for us to make a decision. When do you want to make a decision?
We don't even have to make it by the next meeting. We have until close to the end of the month before we have to make a decision.
Okay.
So the meeting on April 6th would not take place, or will still take place just to discuss anything? And then do you have to make another announcement for a budget hearing? And how do you do a budget hearing when you're doing it virtually?
Well, the budget hearing is not really, we can't hold our budget. So that point is kind of moot, but I do think
Okay.
Yes, but just because everything is changing so rapidly, I do think it's good to meet on April 6th just to touch base and make sure everyone is happy with the direction that we're going in and touching base, because it's just I can't keep up with all the information.
Yeah,
and I want to make sure that you guys are well informed.
Great.
Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the budget is tabled for now, so we don't need to make a motion. Okay. Our next meeting then will be on April 6th at 7:00.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I need a motion to adjourn at 7:20.
I make a motion.
Second.
Yep.
Colleen, second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Bob, shut off the recording.